The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I've got great breaking news out of Louisiana. Now, you may know that Louisiana has a Democratic governor, John Bel Edwards. Isn't it cool? The people down in the South that have three names, John Bel Edwards. You know, it's like Billy Bob. John Bel Edwards is a Democrat, and just moments ago, the Democratic governor of Louisiana signed into law Louisiana's heartbeat bill. Yes, a Democratic governor has signed a restrictive abortion law. That makes Louisiana joining Mississippi, Kentucky, Ohio, and Georgia, as well as Alabama. Several states now have heartbeat bills on the books. So far, none of them have actually made it into law because many of them have been blocked by a federal judge. Ohio, not yet, but Ohio's bill is not to go into effect for a while, and there is a court case. And everyone is assuming that before Ohio's bill, a law actually becomes active, it will be blocked by a federal judge as well. We all know that. We knew that when we were pushing for the heartbeat bill. And the hope, the prayer is that it will go to the Supreme Court. Now, when this gets to the Supreme Court, these number of heartbeat bills, they're all going to show up, I would assume, at the same time. The Supreme Court is going to be forced to deal with abortion again, finally. Now, folks, just there is no guarantee whatsoever that the so-called conservative Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade. There is no guarantee whatsoever. There is no guarantee that Kavanaugh will vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. None. There is no guarantee whatsoever. So the supposed conservative justices, we don't know. Now, we can be almost positive that Clarence Thomas would vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. The rest, we're not sure. But anyway, Louisiana now has, at least on the books, a heartbeat bill. They join other states like Ohio. And, of course, the Democrat Party is furious with a Democratic governor that opposes abortion. Speaking of the Supreme Court, I came across a quote from Ruth Bader Ginsburg that is mind-blowing. I told you, it was Tuesday, I told you about the verbal sparring that went on between Clarence Thomas and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Clarence Thomas is a student of history. He is a student of Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. He is a student of eugenics. And as a black man, Clarence Thomas is very, very well aware that Planned Parenthood began to diminish the black population, to put the black population into decline because Margaret Sanger thought they were weeds that needed to be destroyed. Margaret Sanger thought that black people were inferior. and they shouldn't be allowed to breed like white people, because she believed white people were superior, black people were inferior. And if we could just weed out the inferior people, shades of the Nazis. Very, very similar to the Nazis. Margaret Sanger had a lot in common with Adolf Hitler. I'm not saying she was the same or equal, but she had a lot in common with Adolf Hitler. And that's absolutely true. And that's where Planned Parenthood got their start. We need birth control. Whose birth do we need to control? Well, the birth of the minorities, the weak, the inferior, like the colored race, as she called them. So Clarence Thomas, on Tuesday, released a brilliant statement citing an abundant amount of history that abortion can be used for eugenics, and it is true. Well, that ticked off Ruth Bader Ginsburg, even though Clarence Thomas was absolutely historically correct. It ticked off the far-left Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And among other things, Ruth Bader Ginsburg released this statement, and I'm quoting. I'm not making this up. I'm not paraphrasing. I am quoting. Here is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice, on Tuesday, who said, "A woman who exercises her constitutionally protected right to terminate a pregnancy is not a mother." Can I repeat that for you? A woman who exercises her constitutionally protected right to terminate a pregnancy is not a mother. Not a mother. Do you mean to tell me that a pregnant woman is not a mother? I would love for Ruth Bader Ginsburg to try to convince any pregnant woman anywhere that she is not a mother. Do you remember, I haven't heard this for a long time, but do you remember when we would refer to a pregnant woman as being with child? Remember that? She was with child. In other words, everybody understood that that was a child in the womb. That was a child in her body. She was with child. The liberal left wants us to believe, in spite of what science tells us, that it's just a blob of tissue. Let me read this quote again to you from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice. Quote, "A woman who exercises her constitutionally protected right to terminate a pregnancy is not a mother." By the way, I am not a legal expert. Don't pretend to be one. But Roe versus Wade did not declare that it is a constitutional right to terminate a pregnancy. Roe versus Wade was decided on the issue of privacy. It was decided on the issue of privacy, and ultimately the Supreme Court back then determined that the federal government could not invade the privacy right, which is a constitutional right, to determine whether she could have an abortion or not. But ultimately, the issue was not abortion. It was privacy. That was the issue. So, if we're technical, Roe versus Wade did not declare explicitly that terminating a pregnancy is a constitutional right. I just find it interesting that a justice of the Supreme Court does not fully understand that. Well, I think she does understand it. She just wants to twist and turn the law and the Constitution to her own personal desires and beliefs. And by the way, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a firm believer in the living Constitution doctrine, which means We should not be concerned about the original intent of our founding fathers. Ultimately, we should make the Constitution say what we believe it should say. Every subsequent generation has the responsibility to reinterpret and, if necessary, rewrite the Constitution to reflect what we believe, what we think, not what the founding fathers intended. So therefore, the Constitution is sitting on quicksand. Anyway, I find that interesting, the extreme difference between Clarence Thomas and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Extreme difference between the two. All right, we're going to take a break. It will not be an extreme break, about 4 minutes, and then we'll be back. You're listening to Bob Burney Live on 880 AM and 104.5 FM.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Hey, I wanted to make you aware of something in Washington, D.C. this coming weekend. It's possible some of you might be headed to the nation's capital this weekend. And I can't believe I hadn't heard anything about this until today. But this is really, really cool. If you're going to Washington, D.C. this weekend, this coming Saturday, you need to be a part of this. It is called the Unfolding on the National Mall. What is it? It is the Weedman Bible. The Weedman Bible. It is the world's longest illustrated Bible. It is made up of 3,333 images of the illustrated Bible. It's from a German artist, Willy Weidmann. He spent 16 years creating a visual narrative of the Christian Bible in his own unique style. And it is going to be unfolded on the National Mall this coming Saturday. And it is being sponsored by the Museum of the Bible. 8 a.m. till noon. 8 a.m. till noon this coming Saturday at the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool at the National Mall. Now, if I had heard about this sooner, I would have been telling you about it, but I heard about it for the very first time today. It is the Weedman Bible Unfolding on the National Mall, the world's longest illustrated Bible, 3,335 images. It's a visual narrative of the Bible. The Lincoln Reflecting Pool at the National Mall this coming Saturday, 8 a.m. till noon. Now, the hypocrisy of the left is so deep and dramatic. Let me illustrate. Just yesterday, in an interview, the chief executive of Walt Disney Company, Bob Iger, was interviewed by Reuters News Service, and he was asked, you know, if Georgia actually implements this heartbeat abortion bill, how is that going to affect Disney and their filming in Georgia after all? Just recently, Disney filmed Black Panther, which was a huge blockbuster. It was filmed primarily in Georgia. They recently filmed Avengers Endgame, another huge blockbuster filmed primarily in Georgia. Well, many of the big-time Hollywood stars have said, we're going to boycott Georgia. We're not going to go film in Georgia. We're not going to be any movies in Georgia because they've got this heartbeat abortion bill. So The chief executive officer of Disney was asked, how will this affect your filming in Georgia? He said, quote, it will be very difficult to do so, if the abortion law is implemented. He said, I rather doubt that we will film there. I think many people who work for us will not want to work there, and we will have to heed their wishes in that regard. Right now, we are watching it very carefully. If the law takes effect, I don't see how it's practical for us to continue to shoot there. He's a man of convictions. Disney is an organization of convictions of human rights. Uh-huh. Yeah. On June 16th, 3 years ago, Disney opened Shanghai Disney. Let's see. Shanghai is in what country? Let me think for a minute. China. Yeah. Disney put billions of dollars into Shanghai Disney hotels, the park, Disneyland in Shanghai, China. Now, what do we know about China? Forced abortions, forced sterilization, the one-child policy, the policy where female babies were not allowed to be born. The country that now has the social credit score, where if you say anything controversial about the government, you can't get on an airplane, you can't get on a train, you can't get a job. China, the country with some of the worst human rights violations in the world. Yeah, Disney has no problem with communist China, but they may refuse to go to Georgia. I want you to think about that. And by the way, the reason why Georgia has the heartbeat bill is because the people of Georgia use the democratic process to vote on that bill. The people in communist China have no such right. Communist China, where hundreds and thousands of churches have been destroyed and thousands of Christians have been imprisoned. I want you to think about this. Chief Executive Bob Iger is making a big deal that Disney will not go to Georgia, but they will put billions of dollars into communist China. Anybody see a problem with that? Hey, have a great evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.